Good morning. It is the first Saturday of the month, and of course that means you have tuned into the Wendy Power Show, where Wendy discusses spiritual topics and, of course, psychic mini readings. Wendy is a true clairvoyant who has been in practice for over 30 years. She has been on hundreds of TV and radio shows throughout the years. Wendy has made many amazing predictions on radio and television, which have came true. Wendy Powers is a world-renowned TV and radio personality with proven prediction accuracy. She is also an ordained minister, radio talk show host, writer, speaker, teacher, and she writes a monthly article in Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. If you would like a mini reading with Wendy this morning, please call in at 646-378-0378 and press number 1 to be part of the show. I suggest you call in now and get into queue as phone lines fill up quickly with requests for a live psychic mini reading. That number again is 646-378-0378. Now here is one of the most gifted psychic mediums of our time, Wendy Powers.
I know Mercury's not retrograde, so we have to kind of figure out what's going on in the studio. I have a great show, you know. It's just, but the world has gone a little mad. So, the wars and the distress has always been on this planet. It just seems like we're at a more heightened, negative. Environment or energy on the planet right now. And it's just escalating. In fact, I have a special guest today, and we'll bring her in a moment, who actually sponsored in and is hosting, the Tibetan monks that are on a compassion tour. And it just so happens, and there's no coincidences in the universe, that I had written my article. I was communicating with a friend of mine in Ukraine before the Malaysian flight was shot down and actually went to print. I sent to the editor my article, Embody Mind Spirit Guide, for the August issue before the Malaysian plane came down. So it was quite interesting in the timing because I knew that the news wasn't paying attention all to the Ukraine and what was going on there, and it was just a mess. And I had a friend there who I know was killed, not on the plane, but on the ground. And I described all that in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. And by the way, those of you who are listening, because I know I'm being listened to all, not only across our nation, but in the world. So don't miss out on the incredible articles I write in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide every month with, I think very important information that I try to get out in spiritual awareness and interesting topics. Even I wrote an article how to, find out how psychic you are even. And that I wrote that in the, I believe it might have been in the April issue. So how do you get them if you're not in the metro area of Michigan? Well, you can go online, bodymindspiritguide.com. You just go online, and you can actually, just like you have the paper in front of you, you can go through the complete Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, any issue, any back issue, any issue up to, the current month, and see all the amazing articles, including the one that I wrote about how psychic are you? Everybody wants to know how is their intuitiveness developing, and, how is it needs to be tuned up, or, you might find, you're just ready to go to the next level. So you know, there's a lot of wonderful writers. We, you know, the wonderful thing about Body, Mind, Spirit Guide is it's full, I mean, jam-packed full of amazing spiritual people who offer, you know, incredible information. So, you know, I would go into Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. But this month, in August, was a, probably the most heartfelt, difficult article to write. Because I wasn't sure where to go. I knew that the monks were going to be guests on my show. I didn't quite know what to write about because I'm not quite up on Buddhism. You know, Buddhism is you know, I'm on spiritual levels, but I didn't know that much about it. And I was thinking, what do I do? You know, and then it came to me. You know, the world is at in terrible distress, and I just finished going through, you'll see in the article, an email exchange with this friend of mine in the Ukraine. You know, I thought, wow, this is perfect. This is perfect because this is what is so important. We, collectively we, you listening, we all need to pray, put energy, change the energy of the planet. Collectively, we can do that. Every time you think of the negatives, turn it into a positive. Turn that energy back onto that negative. It's like, how do you put out a fire? You put water on it. That's what we need to do. We need to throw buckets of spiritual love and water onto this terrible energy. And of course, it's in Israel. It's in, you know, Palestine. It's, you know, it's in Ukraine and Russia. It's everywhere. I mean, those are just the unfortunate larger, you know, events that are going on. You know, home invasions. I can tell you, I've been touched a lot this last 2 years with people I know. In fact, personally, have known who have been, it's hard to even talk about, but murdered. You know, so it's like we can't change the human nature necessarily. But we can change the energy, and we can heighten our intuitiveness to be, you know, protective of ourselves and our loved ones so that we're kind of aware of what to do and not to do. You know, I had a couple of my clients get a hold of me recently, you know, wanting to know, should I get on this flight, you know, or that we're flying, you know, overseas. So, you know, we're all kind of in that heightened level of, you know, kind of fear and weariness. So let's turn our fear into positive. Let's use our own intuitiveness. Let's put our positive on it. And that is, you know, just so timely when we have such spiritual, incredible energy such as the monks coming here and bringing that energy, that change in the energy. And in fact, their tour is called the Compassionate Tour, and it's just so timely and so needed. And we have been so blessed with a woman who has been hosting the monks in her own home as well, but she had brought the monks to the U.S., and it was quite a story, and we'll let her tell that. But my guest is Laura Chandler, and she is the executive director of the Foundation of the Sacred Stream and coordinator for the Compassionate Tour. And like I said, this was no easy feat. She's a writer, a counselor, and a teacher of applied Buddhist psychology, applied shamanism, and depth hypnosis. Very interested in talking to her about that as well. Many of my clients that have been coming to me over the last, I'd say, 6 months, it seems like I'm always recommending either, you know, hypnosis to just find where they can kind of change some of the anxiety, the fears, the distresses, what's holding them back, to going to need to go to past lives and getting into that part of their emotions and their subconscious mind to be able to heal and go forward and move into their, you know, spiritual development and evolution. And so I had a wonderful talk with Laura about that. So we'll bring that into our conversation as well. And anyway, she is a current co-writer of a book on meditation entitled Coming to Peace, and that's going to be due out this year. Her engagement with the monks come from a result of her many years of interest in preserving ancient cultures and human rights activism. Laura feels it is a critical time in the world, and she hopes that her work with monks will help contribute to the cultivation of compassionate consciousness and a greater peace on the planet. Oh, this could not be more timely in all the things that are coming together. And I want to welcome Laura. Laura, are you online?
Hi, Wendy, I'm here.
Hi, Laura. You know, I don't know how to pronounce. I'm sorry, I'm not very good at this, but the monks, their order is, if you wouldn't mind, I think it's Gadin Chartier Gokhan.
Oh, it's Gadin Chartier Dokhan Monastery.
Yes.
It's not easy.
No, it's not. It is. No, and it definitely isn't. So I'm going to, let you kind of explain a little bit about how you brought the monks here and why, because it's a fascinating story. And by the way, everyone who's online waiting for a mini reading, we will definitely do. I will definitely be doing readings later in our show. But stay in the queue. You'll be listening to some wonderful information here from Laura, and we'll get you. So stay on the line. Anyway, Laura, give us a story about this amazing feat that you had been going through to bring these monks to us.
Sure. Well, you know, I just think maybe I'll start with a little backstory, because I found that a lot of people are not really familiar with the story of Tibet and
right.
the exile that of Tibetan the Tibetan exiles who live in exile in India now, mostly in India. They're kind of around the world now. But many people are familiar with the Dalai Lama. And he's the spiritual and has been the political leader of the Tibetans in exile. But back in 1959, the communist government of China actually invaded Tibet and took over Tibet and has occupied Tibet since then. And there was quite a genocide that occurred. Persecution even still today, they're not allowed to have pictures of the Dalai Lama. And we won't get all into that because that's not the focus of the tour, and it's certainly not the focus of the monks, except to preserve their culture and to try to cultivate peace and compassion on the planet and to really try to, help the world and help themselves just to create a more peaceful and kind place in the world. But they now live, all Tibetans are without country and were given refuge in India primarily. And so many of the great Tibetan monasteries were reestablished in India. And this is one of them, Gadin Chartier. And they, of course, the Tibetans are very poor and are an exiled people. They have no country. They have no passports. So when we got involved with this particular group, we were asked by Geshe Thupten Jinpa, who is the Dalai Lama's primary English interpreter. So any of your listeners who have seen the Dalai Lama speak in the United States have also encountered Jinpa La, who is his interpreter, and also the chairman of the Mind and Life Institute. He's involved in the Compassion Studies protocol. He's Cambridge educated and a former monk of this monastery. And so these are his senior students. And this particular group, this particular monastery, has had some difficult times, and group of monks have actually lost their facilities. So they are not living together as monks do, praying together, working together, studying together, eating together. And they're kind of spread throughout the Tibetan settlement and in need of new facilities. So what we got involved at Jinpa's request, and we are quickly thrown together this tour. Well, I can't say quickly. It took us about 18 months to get the visas because those are a little bit difficult to get for people who have no passports or a country. And we were visited, Homeland Security, and checked out. So what we've been able to put the Compassion Tour together, and we've done this to raise funds to build dormitories and a prayer hall and a medical clinic for these lovely monks. And they'll be on tour in the U.S. for another 9 months, probably through July of 2015. They're in a van. They're traveling across country. They're playing big venues and small venues and sleeping on people's floors. And it's a really beautiful thing.
Yes, and not to interrupt, but I just, talking about that, and our listeners are literally all over the country. I'm going to talk about what's happening here in Michigan in a moment, but how do they find out where the monks are in whatever city, state, part of the country that they are?
Sure. We have a website for the monks, and it's TibetanMonkTour.org. So Tibetan, TIBETAN, monk, MONK, tour, TOUR, .org. And you can look at their tour dates. And they'll be in Michigan coming up, starting with the Great Lakes Folk Festival next weekend, and then Ohio and Pennsylvania and Boston and Rhode Island and New York.
Yes, and so timely. And, what are the few things that if someone wants to go to one of the events, what is it they're going to benefit from? What are they going to experience when they're with the monks?
Well, the monks, it's a unique experience, and it's a bit of a etheric thing to try to describe. But I've lived with the monks when they came here. They lived with us for 3 months, so we could kind of help them assimilate. Mm-hmm. And they're just the kindest, most gentle and beautiful energy and most balanced energy you would ever be around. I had 8 monks living in my house with me for 3 months, and it wasn't like it was easy, which I never say about house guests. but they're deep. So we have 4 spiritual masters on the tour. So these are very advanced practitioners. They're geshes. And so we have a sand mandala builders. We have spiritual teachers on the tour. And you really have to experience it to understand, but you're just in the presence of a great being.
Well, will they be able to ask questions? Are there going to be special meditations? Are they going to, experience that kind of a thing? Chants. I know they're going to be doing the singing bowls that they also do. It's something about rubbing the metal funnels to vibrate the sand and bringing the streams into making masterpieces. They do so many amazing things. So there's, I guess every city is going to have a different experience. I know they're coming here. Of course, I'm broadcasting from Michigan, and I just want to mention for our Michigan listeners, that they're going to be in, in the festival in Ann Arbor, and they're going to be in the Interfaith Church in Ann Arbor, and that's going to be, that's coming up. I should be prepared,
You're prepared, but it's a lot to remember.
Well, yes, they're also going to be in Corinthian Church, which I've spoken at many times. It's a beautiful energy, the church in Jackson, Michigan, on August 17th at 10 a.m. And, I'm excited. I'm really excited about going. My whole focus of what I'd like to get from it is just being, like I think you were trying to, describe, is being in their energy, just being able to sit and just, do that energy. I love to do ohms at times, and I just, I love that vibration. But this is, I feel, going to heighten anybody's meditation. Anybody who, gets into that wonderful level, they're going to be getting into, I think, a heightened level of their own meditation and their own, like you said, ethereal experience, and might heighten their intuitiveness and their spiritual enlightenment. They may kind of open up that top chakra and start allowing, you know, more information, as I was talking about earlier in the show, by, you know, heightening that awareness of your own psyche and development. And that could be interesting to take that test that I put in the April issue of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide before you experience the monk, and then take it again after. You know, it'll heighten you, you know, because it will have an effect on anyone, I would imagine, that's in their energy. I bet you certainly have evolved quite a bit in your presence. Yeah, not that you weren't already highly evolved, but it just, I bet it really kind of connected you even higher to your...
Yeah, I
to
think
your,
definitely an association, you know, when you're in the monk's presence, that's deepening and expanding. And, you know, I think the one thing for people to know about these particular monks is most of them speak English quite well, and we do have an interpreter, but they're very accessible, you know, and the beautiful thing about them is there's just no barrier. They're so open, and you just feel that love and expansiveness and generosity of spirit. And they are actually doing some teaching, and they chant at every event. So you'll experience that very ancient, sacred, kind of deep-throated chanting that's quite altering and deepening. And they're experts at sound and light healing. So this is a very ancient lineage and practice that's normal to the Tibetans and the monks. This is just understood that you heal with sound and light. And so the singing bowl meditation will be a very interesting teaching on how to work with sound healing and Tibetan bowls. And the Great Lakes Folk Festival is in East Lansing, I think. I had it wrong. It's not Ann Arbor.
Yeah,
it's East Lansing.
Yeah, that's why I guess I was off, because I was looking at my notes. Okay.
Another folk festival. But this will be really lovely. They'll be building a sand mandala, and they'll also be doing a performance of chanting. But you can actually come into where their section is, and you can observe them making the sand mandala. And the sand mandala is this very time-consuming task of using these very specific tools, as you mentioned, the vibration helps place the sand. It's going through the tube, and they're rubbing the tube with another tool and placing tiny, tiny, intricate designs on this mandala. And it's an ancient art. It comes down through a lineage of master to student, who becomes master to student for the past 800 years. And we do have a sand mandala master on the tour. And they'll give a little talk about it. And there will even be a kids section where kids can actually play with the tools a little bit in the sand and try making a sand mandala with the help of a monk. Mm. So it should be a really fun,
that'd be wonderful.
Fun afternoon. Yeah.
Well, it's wonderful, and it's exciting to, you know, now that you, with all your efforts, we must all thank you for bringing these wonderful spiritual beings to our presence. I'm excited, you know, to experience it myself. So make sure, everyone, that you go to their website again, Laura?
Is Tibetan Monk Tour, tibetanmonktour.org.
Okay. And I'm going to also post it, all the information, including what's going on here in Michigan, about the monks. And I'll be putting that on my website, and that's wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. So I will post that today. So if you've missed, you know, all of the information, I'll post all the flyer, the information that I have on the monks, so that you will be able to see more in depth about what the monks are doing, and and then of course it will have their website on there as well, so you'll be able to go there. But WendyPowers-Clairvoyant.com or the TibetanMonkTour.org, either one would be great. Now, I have to.
Oh, and Wendy,
go ahead.
Oh, and I just wanted to let you know we're going to be starting our Indiegogo fundraising campaign, so folks can go fund us and receive a gift on Indiegogo. We should be launching that next week sometime. And this is to raise the money to cover the costs, some of the costs of the tour, because we have so many costs with the van and driver and airfares and all of that. So we're looking for feeding them through too.
Go ahead.
And we'll also have a couple of more shows that we're adding kind of last minute to our Michigan schedule, and I'll get those to you. But it looks like we'll have something at Living Balance Center in Royal Oaks, Michigan, and something we're hoping at Trinosohees, I don't think I pronounced it correctly, but Trinosohees in just outside of Detroit. So we may have a few more things to put on the calendar before now.
Just shoot it over to me, and I will keep everyone posted on my website. And, and of course, they'll be updated, too, on the TibetanMonkTour.org as well. Yeah, that's fascinating. And I wanted to switch gears for just a moment because I had the pleasure of talking with you. We spent like close to 3 hours on the phone. We were just going to briefly talk about the show and the monks. And I had, everything comes together as it's supposed to come together. There's no such thing as coincidences. And I'm going to put you on the spot, Laura, and say I'd love to have you on next month. But what I'd like to talk about is your deep hypnosis and how people can do this. Because you were sharing with me that, because I have many people that need it, how they can do it online with you, that they don't have to see you in person to be to go through the hypnosis experience. So explain a little what you do and what, which I'm just excited and fascinated about, because so many people need this. They need it and they don't know where to turn. And then when I'm doing a reading and I say to someone, well, you need to, heal and from your past life, or you need to, reconnect your heartstrings or, whatever is going on, I can feel that hypnosis would benefit them, but a lot of times I don't have someone available for them in their area, so this kind of works in a beautiful way because you can do this online. So why don't you give me a little, just a little conversation, because we got to get to our reading today. I would love to talk about this more in depth next month if you're available.
Sure, I'd love to do that. And, just briefly, depth hypnosis is a healing modality that was developed by Dr. Isa Guicciardi, and it combines elements of transpersonal psychology, hypnotherapy, and altered states work, applied shamanism, and Buddhism. And it's a very deep and effective and rather quick way of working. And it's about empowering the person and them connecting to their own points of power within themselves and developing the tools to do that and to be able to continue to do that. So it's not developing a dependency on the practitioner. And it's quite effective working over the phone. You can do all of the work over the phone. And I'm happy to work with anyone. And we have a whole website of practitioners that you can find if you're in a town or city where there are practitioners. And if not, you can choose one. And most of them work on the phone. I work on the phone. And that's depthhypnosispractitioner.com. .org, depthhypnosispractitioner.org.
And
we can talk more about that next month.
Right, and I will also post that. I do have a person online who wanted to know more or ask you a question, so we're going to bring them on if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Let me see if I can get this. Hello, is this Jay?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jay, and you had a question for Laura?
Yes, Laura, it's great listening to your show and promoting these monks from Tibet or India. I just wondered, What are their perceptions of America in terms of spirituality and things like that? Do they give any opinions like that, or do they just continue to do their own thing and just spread, you know, their own wisdom and knowledge?
Well, you know, they're incredibly open and very interested, and you know, and they have a great respect for all religions. And in fact, one of the talks that they give is about the unity of world religions and how we need to learn from each other, not convert each other. And I think the thing that they kept saying initially when they got here about America that they're so impressed with us for is our laws. That we're so generally law abiding, like people stop at stoplights and people, you know, that it's not mayhem in the streets, because there really are places in the world where it is. So they have a lot of respect for us, and they're very they see this as a cultural exchange. They're learning from us and we're learning from them. So they're really quite open.
Well, that's a good question, Jane. Jay, you're calling from where?
I'm calling from Alberta, Canada.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought I had that Canadian accent there. The monks now, it was interesting that question, because I was thinking about this craziness that's going on in the world. Have they made any comment about the unrest that's happening in you know, the Middle East or in Russia?
Well, you know, they don't comment directly so much. I mean, they're concerned, and they, you know, the beautiful thing about Tibetan Buddhism is, you know, this, they pray for the freedom of from suffering for all sentient beings. They're always, they include that in all of their prayers and intentions and wishes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and when you think about it, it's true. It's like, you know, if everyone's happy, you know, or working, striving towards happiness and not mired in their suffering, we're just a better place, you know. And so, you know, if you don't like your neighbor and you want your neighbor to suffer, then how can anything get better? You know?
Well, and that's how human nature is to react with negativity, and that's what wars are about. You know, it's like, well, you push me, I'm pushing you back harder until eventually everyone loses, you know, but
So the training of the monks is to interrupt that, and they're very good at interrupting
right.
that and finding balance there, which we all can do, and we can all can learn from
yeah.
them. And, you
yeah,
know, can I just throw this out
sure.
there too, Wendy? I'm sorry, I'm thinking of this.
No.
We have, you know, on the website, we will have some CDs available. And one is a beautiful talk by Geshe Thupten Jinpa, the Dalai Lama's primary interpreter and also quite a scholar in his own right. And he's given us this talk to produce in a CD that talks a lot about this compassion and you know, he really speaks well to the Western mind. And that will be available on our website, and it's all the funds go towards the monks and the monastery. And then we'll have a series of interviews with Geshe Tenzin Thupten, who is now Lama Umze of the Gyoto Tantric University, who was part of the tour, and he gives a lovely, beautiful series of talks on cultivating compassion. And then we'll also have the monks chanting CD. We've recorded it. It should be out in about a month. So, you know, for Jay and all the people who are not able to come to the tour, you'll be able to experience the monks and hear the monks and get some of their teachings and from their website. So we're trying to populate that website as quickly as possible while doing everything else that we're doing.
Well, and again, one more time, Jay, did you have any other a question or thought you wanted to share with Laura?
No, just
okay.
a question.
Well,
so, but thanks much for
okay.
the opportunity.
Yeah, and don't go away, Jay, because I know you have a psychic question. But I was going to say that we need to one more time. How do people contribute to this tour? Because what a lot of people do not know is this is coming out of your personal pocket. You know, the housing, the you know, the towels you had to go buy, the food that you had to provide these eight men,
mm-hmm.
right. the 7 months and a driver, and, you know, again, getting the bus, and it really, we're going to benefit by enjoying what they're giving us and heighten our level of spiritual awareness and hopefully bringing some peaceful energy to the planet. But
mm-hmm.
you still are taking this out of your pocket. So how do we help you? How do they contribute to you?
Well, we have the Indiegogo campaign starts next week, but you can also go to their website, TibetanMonkTour.org, and there's a donate button there, and you can donate through PayPal. And also, we've just set up our Sponsor a Monk section on the page. So you can literally, it costs about $1 a day to feed and house and provide care for a monk. And just keeping in mind that monks live for free in the monastery. The monastery provides for the monks, and the monastery relies on donation. They have a few things that they do, so a little farming that they do, but donations are also part of that. And the monks at Gaden Shartse Dokong range in age from 7 years old to 77. So if you go to our website, you go to Sponsor a Monk, you can see the pictures of all the monks, and you can sponsor one if you want.
Oh, I have a quick question, too, and it may take a long answer, and I hope not. But now, to become a monk, How do they recruit people to become monks? You say 7 years old. My goodness.
Yeah.
How do you make that decision to be a monk at 7 years old?
Well, you know, you don't commit to being a monk till I think you're 21. So you don't take the final vow. You have total freedom of choice. But remember that the monastery, you know, these are, you know, it's very, very poor. India, the Tibetans are very poor, and India, you know, is a very poor nation. And the monastery provides a very, you know, stable and loving situation and an excellent education. So, and the Dalai Lama in particular has emphasized education, and he's brought in a lot of Western education to the monasteries as well. Typically in Tibet, you know, the culture of Tibet prior to the invasion, you know, they were producing more. They had more monks. The percentage of people, it was such an honor to be a monk. Everyone wanted to be a monk. Compared to our nation, which is, we have more military than we do spiritual. They were a spiritual culture. And so they didn't have a military. They had monks. And now it's a little bit different because circumstances have changed. But still, people choose to be monks. And, in fact, I'll give you an example of the interpreter for the tour. He's beautiful, Lungrik, who's just a beautiful fellow and so intelligent. He's 33 now. And at about 7 years old, he wanted to be a monk. And he begged his parents to let him be a monk, and they wouldn't. They were like, no, no, no. At 10, he went on a hunger strike until they let him be a monk. So I think there are many roads to becoming a monk, but traditionally, in the tradition of Tibet, it was not unusual for families to send their children to the monastery, and for kids to want to be in the monastery, and it's still so today.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's just at a very young age. And we can talk a little bit more about, like, incarnations and memories and that kind of thing, but,
we're going to talk about that next month, because in show, which is, like, the first Saturday of each month, you know, you do such fascinating work in your own practice. And we certainly want to talk about that because, like you said, reincarnation, the hypnosis, the depth hypnosis, you do amazing work. And, you know, that's something I know our listener audience would love to learn more about, because most importantly, they're not just going to learn, they will be able to actually experience what you can do for them, and they don't have to be sitting in your office, and that's a wonderful thing. And, you know, so I'm very excited about that because, again, I have been finding more and more people that come in for a reading, and this has just been happening, I say this last, good year, maybe year and a half. They've been looking and seeking for their spiritual awareness to evolve. In fact, Jay, this goes to you as well because I can feel that you're looking to find your purpose of life. What am I doing? I'm stuck. I want to evolve. Why is not things coming, you know, unfolding the way I need them to unfold? You know, and so they're kind of stuck and they want to kind of reach that higher level. And I have one client who keeps getting visions of murders and, you know, I mean, cold cases and finding solutions and, you know, to this. And people are getting more dreams. They're getting more psychic senses and visions. And it's amazing. And so they want to evolve themselves and they're spiritually reaching out now more than ever before. Amongst all this negative on the planet, we are also have, most people are evolving to the next level of spiritual consciousness at the same time. So I believe there's a spiritual, you know, war going on, you know, the negative energy and the positive energy. And that's why, again, I thought it was so wonderful the monks are coming in. We are able to diffuse it the more evolved we become. And it used to be, for most of my practice, everybody, of course, are, you know, worried about the everyday things, you know, of life, you know, love and money and, you know, all the things that function in our everyday life. But it's this added part was rarely part of my readings years ago. But now it's not me. It's just because I tune into people's energy of what they need, where they're at, and where they're going with, you know, in their life in the future. And I've been finding more and more people are ready to take on that next higher level of a spiritual, I guess, responsibility and awareness and find out what their purpose is. So it's,
I think that's true.
Do you definitely be a part of that? But anyway, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I know you have to go, but I just want to thank you so much for supporting the monks. And, you know, want to reiterate, too, what you said. It's true. I see that, too, in my practice, this change and this greater, you know, call to consciousness. And just briefly, if folks are looking for more information and support, they can visit our website, my organization's website, which is Sacred Stream, like Holy River, sacredstream.org. We have a lot more information about depth hypnosis and applied shamanism and energy medicine and applied Buddhism and ways of supporting people in these times. And our organization is really about, cultivating consciousness and supporting consciousness on the planet. So, you know, it's just so lovely to be with you today.
I'd like to stand by, if you don't mind, Laura. Well, I'm going to do a few readings, just in case somebody else has another question for you. And your information and your website will be on my website again. So you're going to send me all that information I have. I believe everything I need on that. But I'll post that. I'll have that on my website as well. And we'll be talking more about it. I mean, because that's an incredible mission and just so timely on bringing people to that awareness and helping to heal them. Because it's the spiritual body, then the mental body, then the physical body. It's like any of those points create the disease, you know, which we kind of, you know, put that word together, disease, but it's disease. And it's mentally, we have a lot of mental illness, we have a lot of physical illness, and in that also is the breaks in the spiritual. So it's an amazing healing that you will give through, what you do, and I'm so glad that we came together, and I can share that with all my audience. So, Jay, I could talk to you, Laura, all day. Thank you. And just stand by in case someone else has a question. But Jay, I know you have an interest in what we've been talking about on it, because as I'm tuning in to you, and you know, I know you had a question about the monks for Laura, but I was feeling that you did you write something, or you're putting together some type of spiritual class or something, because I just kept feeling that you're involving, or you're getting yourself more involved in the actual part of trying to, I guess, be the teacher or be the, you know, leader of, you know, in spiritual directions. I just feel that you've been kind of had this calling for a few years, but you didn't know what to do with it. And now it's like the last year and a half. Did you write it something, put some kind of direction? I'm trying to switch gears here from interviewer to being psychic, so forgive my I'm all over the place because it takes a different focus.
Yeah.
But I just felt that you're getting more involved in that, you know, and but more involved in an actual structural, like sharing. Have you put together something, or you're writing about it? It's something on the spiritual, but it's more specific.
You're right about that. Actually, it's
okay.
Really what Lori's talking about too. Is that right now I'm learning about Tibetan shamanism, which is really
okay.
Interesting because of how it relates to what I'm actually teaching in native drumming, actually, and how to relate.
Oh, that's what you're
very,
doing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I could feel that you're instructional. You're putting together the classes. So okay, great. And by the way, you are looking to move your business into another. To a facility. It's like, what you're doing, I know it's like you're going to develop it to be more of a, you know, actual business. I just felt that but I saw you writing. I don't know if you're writing an article or writing a book. It's something instructional about what you're doing and what you're sharing and this class, because I could feel you being the teacher of it. Are you looking for a different facility to work your business from at this point?
You're correct on both points. What it is that I had a drumming class just recently where I taught, right? And I'm going to add some more stuff because I had an elder come by here and teach some stuff, which I got permission to do so. But I actually, how the move is that I'm moving into groups where, you know, people are looking for drums and stuff like that. So my class, next class, I couldn't track anybody because there's two students there that were had a special. This is a special drumming class, but my next one is actually going to be full, and it's a lot of people really excited about. So I'm excited about that too. So, and that's where it's at right now.
Yeah.
And I'm actually writing more stuff about. So I'm really excited about that right now. So I got a little work to do. Right now. So you're on
the right track. Oh, thank you. Well, you're right. You're on the right track, and I see that you are going to continue to grow. And again, you're part of that, you know, elevating people's consciousness to the next level. You're, you know, that it's so important to get alignment and drumming any thing that, you know, like what the monks are doing, it just brings us to that higher consciousness. And remove us from that negative energy and evolving our spirit. And bless you for that. It's a lot of beautiful work to do, but it does take a lot of energy and in a good way, you know, to bring people to that. And that's so neat. But anyway, Jay, well, thank you so much. And make sure you listen next month if it sounds as though we have something up, you know, for you on that with the. My brain is split in two right now. I'm thinking coach,
yeah.
And I'm thinking psychic, and I'm in your energy, and it's like you have such an amazing energy. So anyway, Jay, well, thank you so much, and make sure you listen next month, and I will post all of the information on my website, as well as, of course, you can go to the monks' website and see where they are. Maybe you can come in and experience them, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, you know, if you came in to experience the monks. Just a thought. So anyway, thank you, Jay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, so we're going to go. And thank you all for being so patient. We had so much wonderful information to share this morning, and usually I spend more time in readings. But thank you so much for being patient, everyone. And I think it's all needed and important to bring this. If you do want a personal reading, and I do over the phone, I do readings, or I do readings one-to-one in my office, you can go to my website and find out how to make an appointment. And it goes into a lot of depth, like what we just did with Jay, but I mean a lot more because I'm focused just on you in a reading. So I'm able to tune into you. And so, again, you go to wendypower-clairvoyant.com. And if you can't remember all that, just type in the Google search, psychic Wendy Powers. Make sure you put psychic Wendy Powers, and it'll take you right to the front pages of my website. So, and let's see, we're going to go to Jenna. You've been so patient. Thank you. and are you there?
You mean Gina?
Or Gina, I'm sorry.
Yes, oh, that's
yes.
Okay.
And where are you calling from, Gina?
I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, okay. Great. And
I was actually asked by my best friend to give you a call because she told me you're fantastic. And so I said, okay, I'm good.
Well,
I'm going to do it.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed our show because, like I said, we usually do more readings on the show. But
it's wonderful. It was very enlightening.
It's amazing. Okay, so...
So the reason I'm calling is I've had a very interesting life, to say the least. Many people have said, well, you're a writer. You should just write about your life. No one would believe what you've been through. But I'm getting to the point where I'm getting very tired, but I also have a lot going on right now. And I think what stresses me out most of all is, you know, as you get older, you just don't have the energy. And you were talking about positive energy, which I've really taken note of. But you really... just can't handle the challenges as well. So it's kind of nice to know in advance, you know, with all everything that happens, what kind of challenges might be coming my way so you can sort of prepare.
Because, again, yours is more in-depth than what my first feeling when I went into your energy. And I'm actually going to bring Laura in for a moment in a minute as soon as I tell you a few things here. Because what she does, and we're going to talk about it next month as well, is going to help you. What she does, I think, would really bring your energies up. Because I can tell you what's going to happen, but what Laura does is amazing. But what I was first feeling is that did somebody just pass away around you that was very close to you? Because I'm looking at the grief, you know, and emotional grief. It's like, you know, but somebody very close just boom, you know.
I have a dog who has cancer, and he's the best friend, I guess, next to my best friend that I've ever had, and it's really hurting me a lot. I've gone through grief, I guess, because I just kept feeling grief.
I wasn't getting an energy. Usually when I tune into somebody, I can see, you know, the person who passed because they come to me and I can share with them. But I just kept feeling grief around you and emotional grief. So you're in your way, you're preparing for the pain. And people don't realize, I mean, I tune into pets all the time, you know, even on the other side. And they stay with us. Their souls evolve as well. And they're with us. They're on a different track than we are. But, you know, they still have that. And that soul, that evolution. And the other thing is that we take them in as our family. You know, and you know, that's like losing your child. It's a very, I know on my little dog, I had a Shih Tzu, died of cancer back in 2009, and it was horrible. It was a horrible experience, and so I truly understand it. But your grief is going to unfortunately be what overwhelms your energy right now. But
I've been overwhelmed in many. I've myself gone through two cancers, and I've had a lot of. Medically speaking, my last 7 years have been horrific at best. And then on top of that, of course, it affected my marriage greatly.
Right.
And I was kind of grieving over that, too. So,
I try to
look forward to something in the future.
Well, on the future, the good thing is, and we'll just, you know, because I had to get into your energy, that unfortunately, you know, you're going to be going through this for you know, I hate to put negative on you, but I, you know, because of, you know, what you're going through with your dog and so on, you're going to be going through stuff for another 7 months. But I do feel there's the big thing, that the big leap, the big jump here, and this is, again, amazing that you're calling in today, because you need Laura for what's going to happen to clear you to go to your past life. You have your most recent past life, I feel, is what's holding you back from just experience, because you're so hypersensitive. You pick up on everything, you're an empath. You absorb it all. So 7 months, I feel that you're going to have difficulty, and I feel that it's going to lift, and it's just all of a sudden you not only have the energy, but I feel that some amazing things, that you see a good friend coming into your life that is going to really help, a male friend that is going to become a relationship, but it's a good friend. I mean, he will be also a best friend in that process, you know, so we're going to be bringing happiness by having, that. And interestingly, I feel he's from another lifetime, and it's going to be a very healing relationship for you on your soul level and your heart level. And so I do feel that he comes into your life. And so that, I feel, is going to happen in the very early part of next year. But you're lifting all this negativity, and you're ready to receive him. And I would say that he's more on the celestial level mate versus the soulmate. Soulmates come with a lot of karma. That's a whole other story. But anyway, Laura, just briefly, because we're running out of time, tell her what you could do to help her if she got a hold of you.
Yes. Well, you know, Gina, I mean, we would work on, really connecting you to your inner source of power and being able to really focus there and clear things, whether it's past life or current life. I mean, it kind of doesn't matter if you believe in past life or not. You know, we're working on a metaphoric level.
Mm-hmm.
But clearing, energies and obstacles and things that would drain you of power. But I want to just say quickly about your dog.
Yes.
I want to tell you about, there is a product. I'm not a doctor. My cat was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, lymphoma.
Mm-hmm.
And we did some treatment, and I feel the prednisone led to a congestive heart failure.
Can you give her the name of it? Yeah.
Canipet.com for your dog for cancer. You need to look into hemp products
for yourself and your dog. Can you spell that just so we make sure that we've heard it?
Oh,
first.
Hemp. Yeah. And hemp like zinc, hemp, right?
This is no. Hemp is like marijuana, but not marijuana. It's with THC down, which is what causes the altering effect, and it's the cannabinoid high, which is the healing effect. And there are studies out there. Harvard's done a study. There are many studies out there.
We're running out of time, and I don't mean to. Can you spell the website, honey? I'm sorry.
CANN-PET.com. My cat's alive 9 months later, and she's returned to normal.
Oh,
Arnica for the heart.
Could
you give
blessing.
Me again, just quickly, well, one more time, I know the dot pet, the very first few letters again, please, quickly.
Canapet, CANNA-PET.com, and they'll tell you all about it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jenna. This was a blessing to have you on, and this will, make. I'm tongue-tied because I'm just always amazed, and I should never be amazed at how the universe works. That was so perfect to have you on and to be able to help. Well, thank you, Jenna. Bless you. anyway, Laura, give me that information. I will post that also to my website.
Okay.
And so that anybody who may have a pet that is in need, I sure wish I would have known this information.
Yeah.
But, that's very important. So we have a lot that we're going to be posting today and get that out to everyone. So thank you so much, Laura. And this has been a wonderful experience having you on. And
thank you.
So timely for so many. I just feel that we've come together for an amazing reason. But thank you.
Bye,
Laura. Thank you.
Okay.
And I'll be on next month, first Saturday, remember, and we will be talking to Laura some more about the in-depth hypnosis and so many other wonderful things to help you through your spiritual travels.